The vast majority of unaccompanied minors taken into custody at the U.S.-Mexico border this year came from the same Central American country, Guatemala. The number of migrant families from there reaching the U.S. this year has been going up as well. We wondered if people there were hearing about the news of families being separated at the U.S. border and if that was beginning to make Guatemalans think twice about making the trip north. We reached out to Ambassador Fernando Carrera. He represented Guatemala at the UN and served as the country's foreign minister. I asked him why so many Guatemalans have been trying to cross the border into the U.S. without documents this year.
On the one hand, poverty, definitely. But on the other hand, there is a pull factor from the U.S., which is family reunification. Many adults have migrated in the last 10, 15 years to the U.S. Now they want their children back, or they want, if not their children directly, but their nieces and cousins sometimes. So it's family reunification, the real pull factor. The strong family unity in indigenous communities particularly is a foundation of society.
So the Trump White House says that this new policy is intended to deter migrants who want to come to the U.S. I guess what I really want to know from you is how is that being heard in Guatemala? Are people seeing the news about families being separated? And are they saying, well, if that's the case, I'm not going to go to the U.S.? Is it deterring them?
That's a good question, because what happened last year at the beginning of the year is that Trump administration has said very clearly they were going to stop the migrants from getting into the U.S. Somehow the flow of migrants was reduced, but it only took 4 to 5 months until it went back again, rising the number of migrants. So maybe in the short term, last year, but I don't think it's going to avoid migration from Central America to the U.S. in the long term.
Sounds as though the Guatemalan government clarified its position yesterday. Tell us what the spokesperson said.
The spokesperson basically said that the government of Guatemala will respect the policies of migration of the United States, which means basically they are not complaining about the situation. This is a very weak position compared to, let's say, El Salvador, who said very clearly they want to stop this policy, that they have respect for other governments' affairs, but still, this is not a human rights situation they want to continue. And the other thing was the Mexico position that was just recently expressed by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Mexico, calling clearly to stop this policy from the Trump administration.
So why do you think your government there in Guatemala City is backing the White House on this when a lot of other people are not?
I think most of the moves that the government does on foreign policy, this is related, for example, to the decision to move the embassy of Guatemala from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and other decisions that are a bit odd. These foreign policy decisions are very much related to the idea of the government that if they keep very close to the Trump administration, they will have some support to reduce the pressure of the International Commission Against Impunity and Corruption in Guatemala. And that somehow they will be freed from fighting corruption in the country. So the thing is, the government of Guatemala is basically trying to be close to the Trump administration in order to avoid more pressure from the U.S. administration on corruption issues in Guatemala.
It's interesting that Guatemala is backing the White House on this policy, because Guatemala is the only Central American country that has a presence in Tucson to actually meet with and advise its nationals who are there. Apparently, it sends one of its representatives to the courthouse in Tucson every day to meet with the immigrants, and then they make a phone call back to the families of loved ones in Guatemala if their relatives have been detained. Doesn't that suggest that there's some concern in Guatemala about Trump's policy in protecting your own citizens?
What you're describing is what we call in Guatemala the consular protection program. Our consuls are doing what they have to do, and I'm very happy that they're doing that. We have to protect our migrants.
So the Guatemalan government isn't openly criticizing the family separation policy, but others, it sounds like, are critical in Guatemala and are upset by what's happening at the border.
Yes, by all means. This, I think, involves all sectors of society. I've heard declarations from public opinion makers from different ideologies. I have heard also declarations from religious groups, human rights groups within the country, communities, indigenous communities. So there's a widespread consensus against this policy, and it's expressed openly in the society, and the media has editorialized about this very clearly and very openly.
Fernando Carrera, the former Minister of Foreign Affairs in Guatemala. Thanks very much.
Thank you.